This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and welcome to the show today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reiberger, and today I'm going to be discussing blood sugar levels. And I'm going to be discussing it not only from an energetic standpoint and how it actually impacts the chakra system and the organs and glands in the body. I'm going to be sharing some of the psychological hidden meanings that I find as a medical intuitive around blood sugar levels themselves, and specifically high blood sugar levels. And high isn't, you know, sometimes normal may seem normal, but we may be high on the normal side. So I'm going to be talking about that as well. And the reason that I'm really focusing on this is because of the fact that I've had so many readings already this month, and we're only, what, a week into it, almost 2 weeks into it. And what I've been finding is I've been dealing with a lot of people who are either pre-diabetic or who have gone to the doctor and had blood work and found that they have high levels of sugar in their blood. And it's really important for us to be able to keep those blood sugar levels down, because it not only increases, of course, obviously, the risk for diabetes, but it also increases the risk for a whole myriad of different illnesses. And then also, I've found chronic disorders, and I found high levels of glucose, blood sugar, also can contribute to chronic pain. And then, of course, we do know from a lot of the new cutting-edge research that's being done around blood sugar levels is that we're finding that a high level of blood sugar actually impacts negatively the memory, but it also has a negative impact on the brain as far as the deterioration of it. So I figured, boy, this is just going to be, since it seems to be so prevalent, and in many ways is in alignment with the energy and where it is right now, where we're trying to figure out who we are, where we want to go, what we want to be when we grow up, and finding ourselves struggling between being grounded and being spiritual, and what does that look like? It just seemed like every place I touched it, it was just a real good place to be from doing the study and doing the research and then looking at blood sugar levels. In addition to, of course, talking about high levels of blood sugar, I'm going to also be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about your health, or you have a question about life in general or a relationship, then I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then, of course, same number, 877-230-3062. For international callers, just dial your international calling code before. Also, I wanted to do a quick reminder that I am offering a free one-hour reading on if you enter to win on my website, www.ritberger.com. It will be a one-hour reading. It will be free. I'm going to be doing the drawing of the name of the winner on October 1st of 2014. And so if you're interested in entering the drawing, just go to my website. And what will happen when you go to my website on the homepage, there will be a pop-up that has a little envelope that says enter to win 1 hour free reading. Just give us your email address and you'll just automatically be entered into the drawing itself. And then you can go in and explore my website, because I've got a couple of other things that are taking place and we're getting down to the wire on one of them. On Tuesday, September 16th of 2014, I'm going to be offering a webinar. The title of it is Confidence, What to Do When It's Got Up and Gone. It's a 90-minute webinar. It begins at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and then 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in the webinar, I'm going to be talking about, you know, is there really a place in the brain that we can look for to be able to find that confidence that we're looking for? And then also the power of self-acceptance. And I really go in, and in the research, I have found it just absolutely fascinating to study the perception of confidence and actually what it can do for us in our lives. Because the perception of confidence, and one of the definitions that's most obvious, is that confidence is a feeling that we can accomplish something, we can move something forward. It's more of an emotional feeling, but when we really get down to it, as I've been doing my research, I found that consciousness really isn't a feeling first, confidence isn't really a feeling first, it's an action first that creates the feeling that we can do this and we can do it well. So I'm going to be doing talking about things like that. And then what can we do to change our relationship with failure and fear and uncertainty? Because those are certainly different situations and emotions that come in and create emotional charges, such as fear, that can actually undermine our confidence level. And then also the importance of your values and goals. Those are very important in your ability to feel confident to take the action that's needed. And then also I'm going to be sharing 10 rules of how to build and sustain a real self-confident you. So, you know, I want to say just right now very quickly is that all of us have the ability, because of the brain, to be confident all the time, but we aren't always confident all the time. And so that was really the impetus that led me to want to offer this webinar, as I found in some areas of the work that I do, boy, it's just a piece of cake. Lots of confidence, fully into action. And then a lot of times when I'm doing my writing of my books or preparing some of my workshops that are in on site, may even be multiple months of workshops and everything, I always hit a place where it's like, oh my gosh, where did my confidence go? Because I felt so unsure about the direction that it needed to go and the things I need to share. So we're going to be talking about all of those things in the webinar. And if you want more information on it or you'd like to register, again, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then on the homepage, once you enter that, enter to win that free drawing, then you'll see a banner, moving slides. Just click on the confidence slide. It'll give you the information and about the webinar itself, and then you can just register online. Now, the nice part about webinars and pre-registering for it instead of buying it afterwards is that, you know, if your intention is to be there live with me on the webinar and something comes up and you can't make it, then what you'll do is you'll automatically get a download of the audio recording itself. And then also I am putting in a bonus workbook that you can print out the day of the event, or if you get the notification because you couldn't make it, you'll get the workbook as well. And then you can follow along with it and capture your notes. And I'm, you know, in 90 minutes, it seems like a long time until you get into it. And so the workbook actually will go into more depth than what I can cover on the webinar itself. So again, I hope you'll join me. That's www.ritberger.com. I found myself the other day, it had been a year, and I tend to get my blood work done on a yearly basis and try to be as close to the norm, being same month every year, because I know as a medical intuitive that the blood test itself and the information that's revealed in it really is a roadmap to what's happening in our body. And so I went in to get my blood work done, my annual blood work done, and it was very interesting because I really had some apprehensions. And I wondered why, and of course I can see my own aura, and I thought, gosh, you know, I'm putting on weight and, you know, slowly, so it doesn't mean I have a thyroid issue, but I'm putting on weight on a very sustained, kind of a predictable way, and yet cutting back on the foods that I'm eating and the type of food. So I was a little bit truthfully apprehensive about my blood sugar level. And, you know, most of us really don't think about our blood sugar level until we have to go to the doctor. And then we will go through a recap and think of all the foods that we ate. And I've even talked to some people that when they know that they're going to have their blood sugar level tested, they will, 2 weeks before, they're going to stop everything to get that level down. That does work, but it doesn't give a real picture of what's going on. And many times they'll find that even though they've done all these things, their blood sugar level still tends to be on the high side. So we really, we really don't think about it until we get to a place where we have to go in and get our blood work, or, you know, we may feel like we have talking to people or just the synchronicity, maybe diabetes comes up over and over again. We hear people that have it, and then all of a sudden we get concerned. We go to the doctor, and the doctor tells us that the blood sugar level is normal. But one of the things that we're learning in some of the latest research is that normal may not be normal. Let me explain. Is that when we look at going in and looking at the blood test itself, the glucose sugar level, what we find is that we may be within a normal range, but we may be on the high end of the normal range. Now, that still means that from the standpoint of the way medicine looks at it, that we really are within that normal range. But it also is telling us that we're on the high side. And if we're on the high side, it's very easy for us to creep up into that next level, which is high blood sugar level. And it's very easy to have the numbers continue to creep up to the point that when it gets into that pre-diabetes, then that's that kind of 2x4 along the side of the head that says, oh my gosh, I need to do something. So again, normal may not be normal, and I'm going to talk about this more in the show. But as I said, that the blood reveals everything that's going on in the body. And one of the things with to get an accurate blood workup is that it's very important to fast. If you're not looking for a specific thing, to look to fast for at least 12 hours, because what you're looking for is your fasting glucose, and that's the glucose that reveals how when you eat something and you produce the insulin, how your body goes back into its natural state of management of sugar in the blood itself. So one of the things that research is showing is that starting at the age of 45, it's important to start getting your glucose tested every 3 years, unless, of course, you've got high-risk heart disease in your family or you have a predisposition for diabetes. Then, from age 45 and on, your doctor may ask you to get your glucose tested on a yearly basis. And it's important that even if you don't like going to the doctors, it's important to do that because, again, it's an indicator. It shows that are you on the high side? Are you creeping up in your numbers? And it's really a very effective preventative way of being sure that you don't end up with type 2 diabetes. Now, one of the other things that we know is that if you're 55 and older, the way that your body works with insulin, oxidizes glucose, is going to be dynamically changing almost on a year-to-year basis as you age. So when you're 55 years and older and we start getting that weight that comes along with a, a slower metabolism, different kind of stressors in our life, hormone changes, both male and female, then what we'll want to do is we'll want to look at getting our blood work done on an annual basis and having that blood sugar level checked annually. Also, if you had gestational diabetes during a pregnancy, then it's very important that you get your blood sugar level checked every 3 years. And then after 45, your doctor may ask you, because of the natural hormone changes, especially in the female body, for you to get the blood sugar checked on an annual basis. In the case of the male body, it seems to be that magical 55 number that seems to change the metabolism and the hormonal changes, the andropause that happens in the male body, the testosterone, the progesterone, and even the estrogen. And then it's important to get the blood work done after at least once a year. Now, if you've got a family history of diabetes, and that diabetes, I'm specifically talking in this particular case of type 2, then, again, you can start to see the importance of getting your blood work checked and your glucose levels checked. So let me talk about the numbers. A blood sugar level that is considered normal is defined as between 70 and 99 milligrams. High normal blood sugar level is roughly between 90 and 99 milligrams. Pre-diabetic blood sugar level is between 100 and 125 milligrams. And then diabetes blood sugar level is anything 126 in the number and above. If we really wanted to look at what we're finding scientifically around blood sugar, what we're finding is while the normal is between 70 and 99, the healthy fasting blood sugar level is actually 85. So when I went in, I was in within the normal range between 70 and 99, but I was on the higher end. And one of the things that my doctor talked to me about is going in and making some lifestyle changes. I'm going to be talking about those in the second segment, but make some lifestyle changes that could help my body and the production of insulin and prevent insulin resistance to occur in my body by making some simple changes. And I was feeling really good on the fact that I was in that normal range until I started talking to him from the standpoint of what all of it means and then doing, of course, the research for the show. So what the numbers tell us, besides the predisposition for, of course, diabetes, it can also tell us that we're actually at a higher risk of heart disease. And the reason for that is high levels, even normal on the high end, actually those high levels of sugar in the blood itself increase the inflammation that causes the blood vessels to become stiffer. They don't have as much flexibility. And another thing that's an indicator of needing the blood sugar level checked on a yearly basis is if you're being treated for hypertension or high blood pressure. Also, what we have found, there was one study by Nicholas Sherram from Australian National University, found that middle-aged people, yep, that's the part that kind of increases that blood level change that I had talked about, is that people who were even in the normal range on the higher end actually experienced more memory loss than people tested who were 85 or below in their healthy blood sugar. Now, when we started getting into those high normal levels or those pre-diabetic levels, 100 to 125, interesting twist in the research itself. It found that the higher the blood sugar level, especially in the pre-diabetic state, then the worse the memory was. And it actually, as we got into highest of pre-diabetic and diabetic numbers, he found that there was actually more brain shrinkage in the brain's memory area than those who had normal or the healthy normal blood fasting levels. I just found that fascinating because of working with the blood sugar the way that I do as a medical intuitive and connecting the dots. It just was like light bulbs kept going off inside of me, just figuring out why, you know, the dots connect the way they do. There's also research has consistently shown that there is a connection between cancer and high levels of blood sugar, and specifically in women, there's a connection between breast cancer and high levels of blood sugar. One of the things to remember about the cancer cell is they don't need the glucose to be oxidized, which is part of the work and the responsibility of the thyroid. So they are going to take glucose any way they can get it. And in fact, if it's oxidized glucose, it really doesn't give them the growth, the stamina, sustainability. So what the cancer cells do is they look for that unoxidized glucose and they feed on sugar. I always describe cancer cells as being like baby birds in the nest. The cancer cell is always the biggest cancer cell. It's the hungriest and it's the one that is going to be most demanding for a mother bird to give it exactly what it needs to. And then it's going to take all of the nutrients, the glucose, and it's going to feed itself. And then, in effect, what that does in a metaphoric way is it starves the healthy blood cells. So what they do is they start to atrophy, and then they start to become unable to do what they're supposed to. You don't get the energy. And then, of course, with cancer, we need more energy. So we look for foods that give us that quick fix, again, sugar. And then ultimately what happens is the cancer cells become more active. They become larger in their size. And what they do is they start taking away the nutrients from healthy blood cells. And now what we find very regularly is we find that the cancer cells come together and they create a tumor. So one of the main things that any doctor I've worked with that works and specializes in breast cancer will always say to their patients, and have asked me to always say in my readings, the very best thing we can do for breast cancer is we can starve those cells that don't need the oxidized glucose. They don't need the insulin to bind to them. They are just those big baby birds in the nest. So what we want to do is we want to stay away from simple carbohydrates. We want to stay away from sugar. And if you're experiencing breast cancer, you want to stay away from alcohol. All of those things are very, very high. The other thing that I found is a medical intuitive is that I found that when I look at it as a medical intuitive, I, of course, always look at it from a physical standpoint, and it shows up in the aura, and it actually maps itself very predictably in the body when somebody has high blood sugar levels, which can mean to me when I read them that they have a pre-diabetic situation, and if there is actually diabetes, then this pattern, this energy set up in the chakras becomes very, very well defined. But one of the things that I've consistently found in a medical and as a medical intuitive, high levels of blood sugar are revealing something psychological as much as what's going on in the body. It's really letting me know to share with someone there's something that's missing in your life. Maybe it's love. Maybe you so much crave being loved and giving love. That's one of the metaphors that I find with high blood sugar levels. Maybe you're, you know, you've lost that passion and you're looking for that sweetness of life and that passion that basically is giving you that get up and go to keep up going, keep going when sometimes the obstacles are like, are you really sure you want to do this? Also, I find that there's a lack of personal fulfillment. And in some cases, they may be getting personally satisfied, feeling good about what they're experiencing and the rewards for what they're doing, but they're not consciously aware that they're feeling good about themselves or that they've got those warm, fuzzy feelings, as I call them, those sweet spots within them that really lets them know this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. I find this sometimes a challenge in the work that I do, that I get so many wonderful emails and feedback from people I work with, but sometimes there's something missing in it, and I realize that it's not something that has to do with other people. It's something that it has to do with me, and usually that's an indicator that I need to step back, take a deep breath, look at what I'm doing, and I need to find the aspects of what I'm doing instead of it being work and that spiritual work. It's going in and actually looking for the things that give me the personal satisfaction and then being sure in my readings that I give the person what they're looking for, and then I become consciously aware that I have done that, and then I feel good about myself. Also, the need to be needed, and a lot of times when we're lacking direction, we're feeling stuck. I find that those are metaphors for the high levels of blood sugar. I found that when people are lonely, they're excessive worriers. Also, they're struggling, continually struggling with feelings of guilt, and maybe that they're inwardly disappointed with themselves and their lives actually are at a higher risk of high blood sugar levels. Now, we all go there in all of these things I talked about, and when we go there, it's not like, oh my gosh, I have this alarm going off that I'm going to have high blood sugar levels and I'm going to have pre-diabetic or diabetic situation that's going to surface. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the chronicness. I'm talking about the patterns that keep us in that loop. And if we think of blood sugar as being a loop, then what we can do is we can look at it completely different. I've also found that the very predictable pattern associated with high levels of blood sugar, pre-diabetes and diabetes, affect the second chakra. Always, always origin site. Is second chakra. It begins with pancreas. I find that the next site, the secondary symptom site, or I'm going to call it the primary symptom site. Let me change that. The primary symptom site is the fifth chakra, because anytime I have any high levels of sugar in the body or I have diabetes, I may have a hypothyroidism situation that's occurring. And then the final chakra, which is what I call the secondary site of prediabetes, high blood sugar, diabetes, is the seventh chakra. Now, if I went in and what is the seventh chakra involvement is telling me that the person is busy being busy, but they're not getting that spiritual connection, that personal satisfaction with what they're doing. If I look at this pattern in the physical body around high blood sugar level, I find that it begins second chakra, pancreas, fifth chakra, as I said, the thyroid, and the seventh chakra is tied to the pineal gland that's directly tied to the spleen, immune system, and I will find always an increase of inflammation in the physical body. So you can see that we can deal with it physically, and I'm going to share more about that. But when we're looking at these levels, and I know with me, even with mine being in normal and being closer and edging toward the high part of normal, then it was a call to me, a signal, not a wake-up call, but a signal to be able to come in and to really look at a lot of aspect of my life and look at it psychologically. Am I getting that personal satisfaction in the work that I do? Do I feel good about myself? Also, you know, my need to be needed is pretty darn high in my personality color. And I'm not a smotherer, but I do like to take care of people. I'm a decision maker. So I really went in and looked at everything. And when I did, it gave me a complete picture of the things that I can change very quickly in the way I think, the way I feel, and even in the things that I'm eating. While I think that I'm eating properly, I do go in when I get tired. I'll go for the sugar and do the things, and it made me really become aware of what happens in the physical body. So fascinating. I am going to come back and talk more about this. In fact, I've got a couple of calls, but what I think I'm going to do, because I really want to devote the time to the calls, is I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to take these calls that I have. If you have a call for me, 877-230-3062. Give me a call, and then I'm going to be back, and then I'm going to talk about some of the simple things you can do, I can do, in order to get my normal blood sugar level truly normal. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it.
Well, welcome back if you're just joining me. Interesting show today. I'm talking about blood sugar, and I'm talking about how high levels of blood sugar, of glucose in the blood, can actually increase the risk of heart disease because of the inflammation that occurs, also the risk of illness. I have found as a medical intuitive, the relationship of blood sugar levels and chronic pain go hand in hand, chronic disorders and even effects the memories. And then also, even though I would like to have avoided that part of the topic, I talked about the fact that as we age, the dynamics of the human body, the hormones, the ability to function optimally changes on a daily basis. So it is very important, age 55 and older, if you do not have a family history of diabetes, to get your blood sugar level checked on an annual basis. And in fact, I truly, even for people who don't really like to go to the doctor, if they're working with an integrative doctor or somebody who can do blood work, a basic lipid panel, to get that done on an annual basis, because the blood reveals everything that's going on in the physical body. Of course, HDL, LDL, triglycerides, cholesterol, the things that are most obvious, the blood sugar levels. But it also lets us know about platelet count, vitamin D count. And so there's just a lot of information to let us know what's going on. Also, I just a very, very quick memory, because I do want to take a reminder. Talk about memory reminder. I do want to remind anybody who didn't join me on the first part of the show. So all of you who were there, you can put your fingers in your ears and go la, 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 is that I do have a giveaway that I'm offering on my website, www.ritberger.com, RITBERGER.com. And the giveaway is for a 1 hour free reading with me. I'm going to be drawing the winner of that free reading October 1st, 2014, and then I'll be notifying them via email. So I've got to have your email address. So when you go on my website, you'll see a pop-up. Just give me your email address. Once you do, the pop-up won't come up any other time that you visit the site. And then what you can do, you're entered to win. And then also to let you know that time is running out on my September 16th webinar, Confidence, What to Do When It's Got Up and Gone, that's taking place at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, just a few reminders. I do want to jump in and I want to get my callers, and then I'm going to share some things on what we can do to keep those sugar levels within the norm, ideally the 85 number and below, and then also how we can keep those numbers from creeping up. But let me jump in to Sherry from Kansas City. Hi, Sherry. Hi, sweet. How can I help you?
Hi, this show, I may be out of order maybe a little bit, but this show is just so perfect when you started with blood sugars, because this morning my grandson went to the hospital for blood sugar trouble.
Gotcha.
And he is a type 1 diabetic, so maybe I'm out of line on this, because type 1 is different, but still,
correct.
You know, what can we do with a child 12 years old to help him maintain his health when he's doing all he can? What happened last night was his the needle from his insulin pump came out during his sleep. So he went half the night without his insulin.
Right, right. So in his particular case, sweetie, as you're very aware of type 1 being different, is that pump is going to be his lifesaver. And one of the wonderful things about going, while it's not wonderful to go to the hospital, is that they will be able to look at a way to keep that needle or to modify the way that the pump is used in a way that this won't happen again.
Right.
The one thing that, and it's always difficult for us, especially with children, for us to even think that they possibly came in with a to-do list that would include things like type 1 diabetes or would include different illnesses. I have a granddaughter who has severe congenital muscular dystrophy, and I'll tell you, I struggled a lot. It's like, why would this soul choose this to come
right.
in and to work on it? And it's the same
yes.
with working with your grandson. The one thing that I have personally learned, and I'm going to give you the positive part of it, is the soul many times will take something that's very challenging as a gift to help us remember what we lose and forget so often when we're being busy and we get lost, meaning distracted or disconnected or further away from the real soul essence of who we are. And one of the things with my granddaughter is that I can remember when she finally had the strength in one of her arms to brush her hair, how often I have brushed my hair and never even think about it. And that's the gift. Your grandson is specifically in what he is dealing with, is he is specifically being a teacher for his father.
For his father?
Yes. And that doesn't mean his father's bad or he's off course or anything like that. It's just that it feels to me, and when I touched you to touch your grandson, he's like, go for it, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because he's very open, isn't he?
He is.
He's very open. Yep. He's very loving, very strong. But his strength is different than his father's strength. His father's strength feels to me more like it's a strong will. It's like, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to be right. I'm going to do these things. And how it feels to me is that the gift of your grandson for his father is, you know, Dad, let's slow down a little bit and play ball. You know, let's stop and do the things. Let's do the bonding things that guys do. Your grandson's going to teach his dad how to play again, how to be a little boy, how to not be so serious, how to not get so spun up, so wound up. I mean, his dad is a great guy, and he is responsible. He is, you know, he'll take challenges head on. He just forgets. And I know that.
He's very busy.
Absolutely. And he forgets that, you know, there are other sweet things in life.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it's teaching his dad how to be more of a compassionate warrior instead of a warrior. And that is going to be a wonderful opportunity in the connection that your grandson and his dad is going to have to fulfill a part of his father that feels like it's lacking, there's void. And again, when I say these things, sweetie, I'm not meaning to bash fathers and grandfathers and everybody. There's just patterns. And
right.
if you look at his father and then his father's father, and you look at the pattern, your grandson could be very easily programmed into the same pattern, but he's not going to be able to.
His grandfather, my first husband, died of type 1 diabetes.
Yes, that's the genetic link.
So what I would love to ask you is my grandson going to be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why, first of all, because I can go there with you. I can feel this. I've got goosebumps all over. Honey,
yeah.
His to-do list, his life chart is really long.
Oh, good.
He has got a lot that he wants to accomplish on this earth plane. This young man's soul is all about love. It's about redefining love, looking at love from all the different angles, you know, even experiencing through listening and to the relationship between his mom and dad. You know, if this is love, what's going on here? So his purpose on this earth plane is to be the observer of human relationships to help redefine both in action, words, and thoughts and emotions to redefine the word love. The gift of you in his life is you've always been, it feels to me like this still point. There can be a lot going on around you, a lot of dynamics, and you're very calm, you're very spiritual, you're very in your skin. You don't fight yourself. And he needs you to be able to come to you. And it doesn't feel like he calls you grandma. Does he call you something else?
No, he calls me grandma.
Okay.
Or grandma Sherry. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay, thanks. So when he comes to you, you know, he's coming to you and he's going, you know, I just need to just hang with you and I need to breathe. Let's just have fun. Let's just energetically intermingle. Let's look at the spiritual part of everything. And that's the importance. You are his eyes and ears. This is something that you have worked on in your whole life, is to understand how in our humanness that we can use something as precious and as rich and as wonderful as love as a tool of destruction. This has bothered you since you were a little girl.
Oh, yes, it has. In fact, I am a Reiki practitioner, and I do send him energy all the time.
Yep.
I don't feel that it's wrong.
Oh my gosh. If you didn't, he'll probably send you an SOS energetically. It's like, hello, are you there? He and you are very connected from the standpoint of he needs you to your history, what you've learned, what you've experienced, the highs and the lows. Look at, we're beginning to get the metaphor for the blood sugar levels. The highs and mm-hmm. lows that you've experienced to help him not have to go through the same minutia and mess that a lot of us have.
Right. Right.
And
he's very strong. He's been my hero since he's been born.
Well, let me tell you, you are his. I hope that fluffs your aura, because that is very strong, honey. I mean, maybe one day
I never felt that important, but I'm glad to hear that. Very glad.
But you're not important the way that we think of important in our humanness. You're
okay,
his lifeline. You're his lifeline. You're going to feed him information that is going to help him not fall into those highs and lows, those pits that we fall into.
I can do that daily.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. The one thing when you said he's strong, and it feels like when I touched it from a Reiki standpoint, one of the things that feels that you work with is you work with his spiritual nature, his soul. It feels like mm-hmm. you touch his seventh chakra on a regular basis. And actually, it's just a little bit above his crown. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's his immune system. That's the most important thing for you to work on with him energetically, is to keep that lifeline of his higher self to that divine higher self open, and to keep the immune system healthy. That will help him not succumb to a lot of the different common illnesses that kids get. The respiratory illnesses and stuff, that's something that you can work on. If I watched you energetically in the mastery of who you are, is I would find you working on his higher self, the soul, and then helping him by working on his feet area, ground that highest of self into his physical world. Where you do mm-hmm. that the most is in his third chakra and in his fourth chakra.
Okay. Yes.
But, you know, he's going to be there. You're going to be there.
Okay. I'm so glad I called today, because it's put me a little at ease. And, he has a lot of struggles with type 1.
It's
a devastating disease.
It is. And it can, in many cases, shorten the life of people. So your question of asking about the longevity was very much in alignment with what you know. The one thing that will occur, and I mm-hmm. just need to say it, will occur that it will take him some time to restabilize with him being without the pump and the help of the pump for the length of time he had. It feels mm-hmm. to me that his mom might freak out a little bit. Just be steadfast, listen to her, stay on it. But he may not respond quite as quickly as you and I both know he can. And that's just because he was without it for, it feels like, at least 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. So in that particular case, yep. And so what you'll want to do is, the best thing that's going to come out of this is it's going to cause the doctors, who he's going to work with, and his doc, it's going to cause them to rethink how they've got this pump working with him. So that'll be good.
Right. Oh, thank you so much, Carol. You always lift me spiritually. I've talked to you before.
I know.
In my life.
You are welcome, honey, and I don't really mean to be a know-it-all. It's just that when I touch the light of someone, whether it's the first time or multiple times. Of course, it always strengthens multiple times. But, you know, I always tell people when we touch at that soul level, we own each other. We know each other. So excuse me for sounding like a know-it-all, but that's it. Well, lots of love to you, sweetie. All right. You're welcome. Let me go in. And, Raul, if you'll please stay on the phone, I'm going to get back to you. But I do want to go in, and I want to share a couple things that you can do about and helping you to keep those blood sugar levels from creeping up. The most important thing you can do, believe it or not, is to look at your diet. We think about exercise and losing those pounds, absolutely. But the best thing that we can do to manage lifestyle-wise to keep our blood sugar levels within normal range or on the lower side of the ranges itself is to enjoy Mediterranean meals. These meals are actually focused on being plant-based foods, including fruits and vegetables, beans, nuts. Now, you have to be sure, of course, you have no nut allergy, whole grains and olive oil. Fish and chicken are eaten regularly, but not red meat, butter, or sweets. You can have red meat on the Mediterranean diet. It just isn't a weekly process. Another thing from a diet standpoint is something that I work with a nutritionist, and what she always tells her client with blood sugar levels, go blue. What she's saying is eat more foods that are bright red and blue colors, blueberries and red berries. These color foods are actually linked to controlling that blood sugar level in the way that they metabolize in the body and the way that both of those deal with inflammation. Another thing, don't skip breakfast. Skipping breakfast actually increases our risk of type 2 diabetes. Eating breakfast helps stabilize blood sugar throughout the entire day. Prepare healthy protein, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fat foods for breakfast. For example, yogurt, as long as you're not lactose intolerant, you can deal with that. Yogurt mixed with fruit and nuts. The next thing, of course, in lifestyle is movement. So go for a brisk walk on a daily basis. You know, put on some darn good music that you really like to, as my mom would say, diddy bop to, and dance in your living room. And what you do is you're getting the stretching, the movement, the cardiovascular, which is very beneficial. Also, on a weekly basis, you will want to do some cardiovascular and strength training activities. One study actually found women who did at least 2.5 hours of cardio, and that didn't have to be cardio as we were thinking with jogging. It could be dancing and strength training actually lowered their risk of diabetes 28%. Go outside, stroll in the sun. It gives your mind a chance to unwind and become distracted by the things that can cause us to get stressed and rob our body and the brain of the nutrients it needs, specifically glucose. And interestingly, if every time you start finding yourself emotionally eating and craving something, go outside, go for a walk, and then you're not only going to lose weight, but you're going to lower your blood sugar level and you're going to put your mind in a state where it can become more creative. Step away from your desk or TV, walk around 2 minutes every 20 minutes as this lessens the propensity for spikes in the blood sugar level. Most important, and this is something that my doctor just recently shared with me, and I've read it before, but I wanted to reiterate it, is check your medicine cabinet. Drugs that treat common conditions such as asthma, statins to improve cholesterol, and then also diuretics actually can lead to higher levels of blood sugar. So if you are finding that you have a difficult time with it, then what you may want to do is you may want to talk to your doctor about the medications you're on, specifically those to begin with, and see if it's a contributor to higher levels of blood sugar. All right. Hi, Raul from Seattle. Hi, sweet.
Hello, dear girl.
How are you, honey? I have got about 3 minutes. Let's do it.
I'll shoot. I want to reach optimal health. I'm 45, and I have some lingering, not bad, but lingering digestion, prostate, throat stuff. It's like focus, it's like minor stuff, but those two, the first two are the ones that bothered.
Okay, and tell me again. I got the first one, but tell me them again, please.
The digestion issues the prostate.
Okay, good. Out of the two, the thing that popped up the most was the prostate itself. And one of the things why don't you start exploring what you can do to heal the inflammation that happens in your prostate every so often. I'm going to give you a term. Of course, I can't diagnose, but I would like you to do some research on prostatitis and then go in and see what can be done naturally. The other thing I'm going to ask you to do, I want you to email me, carol@ritberger.com, and remind me that we were on the show today. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a PDF that I did on prostate cancer. Not sweetie, because that's what you have. You do not.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have, it'll give you some information on prostatitis, and it'll give you a lot of information on what you can do to be able to quell the inflammation that happens in the prostate itself. It doesn't feel like it's enlarged prostate that can happen as a result of inflammation, but it just feels like it's a reoccurring issue. So email me, carol@ritberger.com, sweet, and I will send you that. I'll gift you that part of it.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing with the digestion aspect of it is that you're a very acidic. The very nature, you're a very hot, fiery personality, very passionate, very engaged in things. And one of the things is that you'll want to go in and a couple things, study what the Candida diet would look like. I don't think you have to go to that extreme. I think the Mediterranean diet would work well for you, almost as a healing diet. But what I've got is your stomach feels like it's acidic. It feels like your intestines feel like they have some acidity in them, and we just want to alkalize. We want to cool things down. Look at Ayurvedic medicine, and that will do the same thing.
Okay. Is that my stuff or someone else's, if you don't mind me asking?
Good job. Good job. All right. So the digestion actually is someone else, and the prostate is you.
Okay.
So what you do is this person is kind of eating at you. The interaction in the relationship is eating at you. It's on the irritating side. You don't know exactly what to do. You're looking for answers. You're a little bit pulling back in the relationship, and which doesn't feel right, and you're irritated in the prostate area, and your sexual expression is being involved, and that's what's affecting it all.
Very good. Mom or sister?
Anyway. Well, good, sweetie. Well, thanks for doing that 3-minute. Let's get down and do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, my love. All right. Well, I want to thank all of you. So remember, if you are dealing with any high blood sugar level, even if it's in the norm necessarily isn't norm. We want to keep it about 85 or below. There's a lot of things that you can do. If you want to listen to the show again in the archives, then just go to www.ritberger.com. Have a great week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.